Well, welcome to tonight's class. This is our final class. I want to start off and just say thanks for going on this journey with me and listening to all of this content. I know it's a lot of new stuff, and it's a lot to apply, and a lot of it is probably different from what you've heard before, and I just so dearly appreciate your open-mindedness, your willingness, whatever degree you've been willing to apply it in your life. I dearly thank you for that. And as we wrap things up, I just want to say that I hope you take forward everything that we've talked about and just apply it in a way that makes the biggest difference for you. There's a million dietary theories out there, and there are so many different ways to look at health and the body and exercise, and every guru has their own perspective, and this is just one of them. And my sincere hope for this is that it struck a chord and it made sense, and it helps you think about how your body and your mind and your emotions work in a new way that you haven't considered before. And it's something that didn't seem necessarily possible for you coming into this seems a little bit possible now. So I'm sure that some of the things I've said have been confronting, some of them have probably challenged some of the stuff that you know. One of my favorite quotes ever is from the Buddha, and he said, "Believe nothing, no matter where you have read it, no matter who has said it, not even if I have said it, unless it agrees with your own reason and your own common sense." And it's a wonderful thought to bear in mind as you go forward into your life. Really believe nothing unless it agrees with your own reason and common sense. There is so much out there that I used to believe about the human body and health and wellness and how to get results that I now clearly am sure is crazy. And I really believe in what I teach and what I share now. And I am sure that in 10 years I will look back and at least some of what I've shared in this course will at that point appear at best limited and insufficient, at worst, star-raving mad. But I think there is some valuable stuff there. Anything you heard that intrigued you and made you feel a little more inspired, go with that. Pick that up and run with it. So what I'm going to do tonight is I'm going to keep it short and sweet. You've got all the content you need. We've talked about everything I believe that you need to get the breakthroughs that you want to get. I am just going to go over a few simple, practical points to establish right now going forward. So point number one, whatever you're doing, exercise. It is easier to make yourself do than not do. It is easier to get yourself to go and do some form of exercise for 20, 30 minutes, three times a week than to get yourself to like break bad habits. So whatever you're doing, make this commitment to yourself. Move forward from this class and put a structure in place in your life where you're going to exercise three times a week. It could be walking for 20 minutes, could be doing 30 minutes of cardio. Really, whatever it is, put that one in place to your life and make it part of your commitment that you are going to care more about how you feel and about your well-being than about anything external. That's where that comes from. So the idea isn't this is another should on the long list of shoulds that all of us should do in order to, you know, be better people and contribute more to the world and fit in better. It's really about you. It's about your health and well-being. So that's number one moving forward. Get the exercise rolling. Number two, we talked about a lot of different dietary perspectives, and making the transition to the direction of eating whole foods is a great gift to give yourself. But the simple thing I really suggest that you can try for just 2 weeks and feel it make an incredibly profound difference is cut out wheat, cut out sugar, cut out dairy, cut out corn, and no processed grains of any kind. No snack chips, breakfast cereals, none of that stuff, no matter how healthy it says, for 2 weeks. And see if you can take on eating that way for 2 weeks and exercising 3-4 times a week and make the commitment to yourself to do it for 2 weeks purely to feel good, purely for your well-being. Purely, this is a gift that you give yourself. There's no should here. The whole idea of this is that you will enjoy your life more, that you'll feel better. You're not preventing disease someday. So with all the complexity that we've talked about, those two really simple steps are a wonderful, wonderful place to begin. And if I'm going to add on a third, that third step would be start meditating. There's the meditation that is up on the course webpage. If you haven't downloaded it, please download it. Because at the end of the day, no matter what we may think, the primary driving and unifying goal that all of us share is that we want to feel good, be happy, express ourselves, connect to others, be at peace. That's what all of us want. And I've at least implied, if I haven't outright said in this course, that that's actually the only thing that all of us want. We think we have other goals. There's what we think we want. We think we want to change our bodies. We think we want some form of success. We think we might want to look a certain way or be with someone else who looks a certain way. And yet at the end of the day, of course, the reason we want all of that is because we believe that there's joy therein, that there's a sense of peace or security or fulfillment or purpose therein. So it's really those states of being that call to us. And the funny part is that nothing external can really ever give us any of that. And the beautiful thing about meditation is it begins to put us in touch with the capacity to become more peaceful and honestly appreciate life more and be happier without reference to circumstance. So exercise and nutrition are great because you don't want your body. Your body is what it is. It's a machine. It's based on certain rules. And for the most part, you kind of have to play by those rules. And you don't want your body to be an impediment standing in the way of your happiness and your well-being and what you want to do with your life. And that's the great thing about being well is you can stop thinking about your body. Who cares about it? Don't think about it. Learn the rules, live by them, you can get your body out of the way. Then you can focus on what's really important to you, the self-expression, the peace, the joy, the love, the engagement, you know, what really gets us going, our dreams. And what you'll find more and more is that the fulfillment of all of that isn't as much about setting goals and taking action, which is the general prescription. You really kind of have to find it internally. And meditation begins to open that up. If you start meditating, doing that meditation consistently, I challenge you, you may actually find that it's one of the things that you enjoy most in your entire day. It may be some of the most relaxing, enjoyable, meaningful time. You may come to look forward to it more than you look forward to most other things in your life, and it'll start to change your life. You'll start to listen more in your relationships. You'll start to be more at peace. You'll start to be more present. So moving forward from here, this is what I hope you got. One, I really hope you understand your body better. I hope you look at it, and it's not like this crazy black box that you don't get, and you don't understand its history, and you don't understand where it came from, and you're intimidated by it. I hope you're no longer intimidated. Two, I hope that the level of struggle that most people in the Western world experience with health and fitness isn't something you take for granted anymore. You don't look and just kind of accept it. Yeah, people get cancer, people get heart attacks, people get depression, and most people are sick, most people struggle with weight. That's just normal. Not normal. And I hope it strikes you now as not normal, and you really do get the causal relationship between this sort of unconscious way that our culture has evolved where we don't live in harmony with any aspect of our physical or mental design, and you see that now as the cause of our struggle. And it actually is a message of hope. My God, it does not have to be this way. And your life doesn't have to be this way for the world. I hope you understand how your genes work. Your DNA contains the programming for building you. And that doesn't really change much during your life, except in extraordinary circumstances. But regardless, even if you can't change the programs, you can change how the programs work. So your genes may spell out the chemistry and the proteins that build you, but because you inherit a certain gene doesn't mean you're going to look a certain way because genes turn on and off, and the way you live affects how genes turn on and off. So with those things in mind, remember your meds, your mind state, exercise, diet, sleep, the way that you think, the way that you move, the way that you eat, and your lifestyle rhythms, they are affecting the way that your DNA works, which is affecting your biology on every level, which is ultimately helping to condition your total state of health and well-being. And much of the reason that much of the world struggles so much is simply because we live lives that are violently out of harmony with our design. So if you have all that in mind, it should help you feel more hope about what's possible for you. And if you don't feel more hope about what's possible for you, there's a few options. One, maybe you don't believe it all. Hopefully I did a good sales job and all that strikes you as true. But beyond not believing it all, a lot of things could occur to you. One, maybe that makes sense for other people. It just won't happen for me. That's kind of a very common human mental pattern. Like, sure, other people can get results and breakthroughs, but not me. I'm outside the rules. An especially unfortunate case. Many of us believe that about ourselves, and some of us believe it, probably all of us believe it in some sphere. I probably think I'm an especially unfortunate case when it comes to, like, spelling and things like that. But if it really matters to you, these things set in stone and that are just part of the way that we're built, they're far more flexible than we have been led to believe. The funny part, of course, is that if you believe in a limit, you're not going to have the motivation to do what it takes to break through the limit. You're not going to break through and it becomes true for you. So I hope you take away a message of hope from all that understanding. Beyond hope, the next thing I hope you've gotten from this is a sense of why you eat and exercise that's a little different. It's not just about weight loss and disease prevention. It's about thriving. And with that intention, with that goal of thriving, that you are more inspired to actually engage and follow through with these lifestyle practices. And then last of all, the biggest thing that I hope you take away from this course is to really, really, really value your mental and emotional well-being in a different way. I've made a lot of the issue that your mental and emotional well-being is really, really inherently important and that we don't live in a world that teaches us that. And we've also looked at the way that your mental and emotional well-being directly affects your physical well-being, and it does. The quote-unquote mind-body connection is so profound. I don't even like to call it the mind-body connection, because what that does is it centralizes the idea that you have this body, which is this lump of flesh, and then mostly the way that it works is like dictated by its own internal processes, and then, okay, maybe there's this abstract thing called the mind that we kind of are willing to admit influences the lump of flesh. It's a crazy model. The body and the mind aren't separate. There's nothing that happens in the body that isn't intimately influenced by the mind. And I even put forth the idea, and it's a challenging idea the first time you hear it, but the more you think about it, it makes sense. The mind is actually the only level at which you have control over anything. And so it's the fundamental level where all the control over your body comes from. You can't do anything without a thought. You can't take an action without a thought. Can't do anything without a thought. If your mind's not in the right place, you're not going to eat well, not going to exercise. If you have anxiety, you're not going to sleep well. So there's all these direct impacts where you see that the mind is altering the way that you live and thus changing the body. And then we also know from things like the placebo effect that your mind state directly influences your body. Depression makes it harder to lose weight. You know, certain forms of emotional illnesses make it tougher for our bodies to fight off infections. All of us know that when you're chronically stressed, it's easier to get sick. Well, what's that? That's the mind impacting the body. Everything in the body follows from the mind. The body, the state of the body, follows the state of the mind. So that's the last big takeaway. Mental well-being equals physical well-being. If you can get well mentally, for the most part, you're going to get well physically. You're going to get as well as you can get. And who says where the limit on that lies? Don't listen to anybody about it. My God, every single doctor who has ever said to someone, this is where your limits are, this is, you know, how long you have to live with this chronic disease, this is, you'll never walk again, every one of them has been proved wrong by somebody. And it's an amazing thing. So that's the big take home. Mind is powerful. Understanding how you work is powerful. And caring about the way that you feel, caring about meditation, caring about living in a way that really nourishes you, this will carry you forward in life in a way where you should be able to break through anything that stands in your way, because the rules of success with the body are the same as the rules of success with everything in life. Just understand a little bit about the nature of the system that you're working with, get the basic rules, learn how to work within the rules of that system, and then get that it's all about the mind. You know, it's the same with business. I'm slowly learning to be an entrepreneur. You got to get how the business world works. There are the ways that people think about sales and marketing and products and all that stuff, and you got to learn that. After that, it's just your mind. How inspired are you? If you're confident, that confidence transmits itself. It's an amazing thing. So your dedication to your mind, that's your meditation practice. It's a great place to begin. Start meditating. It'll pay dividends. And be open to continuing to explore this sphere as you move forward. That is a wrap for our course. I think you got everything you need on all the MP3s. I'm sending out a huge PDF that covers all the content. And you will get that, everybody who is listening remotely, you will get that coterminally with the posting of this audio. It'll be posted together. So you'll have all the information. You can email me anytime with it. And what I would say is where you go from here is up to you. I really hope this course is the beginning of a new way of looking at your body and your mind that'll stay with you for the rest of your life. I'm always here. You can email me, send me anything. We can chat about reading material. I always have new classes coming up for offer. The next one is called Ending the Weight Loss Game. And I've said this before, if you're an alumnus of this course, I will comp you into the next course. I don't normally do that, but I'm happy to do it. My gift to you. And if you really want to focus on weight loss, this will be a great, great way. And probably about 40% of it will be review. 60% of it will be new. So with that said, I want to say thanks again. I'm so delighted that we could do this together. I really enjoyed teaching the class. And even though the vast majority of you didn't do the live calls, I know you were out there listening. And it means the absolute world to me. And I am going to say bless you to all of you. Any follow-up questions, you can send to me, and I will email out answers. And I really look forward to having some of you guys take the class with me in April. All right, have a wonderful, wonderful time, and we'll be in touch soon. Take care.